Good day, listeners. I trust you enjoyed the interview with Marcos Vidal. I enjoyed it, as you noticed. Boggles the mind. I have 17 brothers and sisters. We're seven in my family. I'm the oldest, and I know how important it is to keep families together. And it's a challenge, in our family. We meet every Wednesday evening at my mother's house, father's house. They both passed away, but we've kept the tradition. And it's just such an important event where we're able to catch up with what's been happening during the week and what's going to happen. Celebrate a birthday, celebrate somebody having a baptism, whatever it is. And it's just a fantastic catch up moment for us. In addition to that, within the family corporations, we have every 2 years an outing. We've been having it in Rincón, and we'll have it August of next year. Where all the cousins, the members and their families, grandchildren and all come together. We talk about the business, the strategies, et cetera. But more importantly, we get together, catch up with the extended family. And of course, this is nothing compared to Marcos, but we're running about 70 to 90 members will arrive for that occasion. And then the year in between, my brothers and sisters and cousins and nephews, grandchildren, etc., get together, and we sort of choose a different place. Somebody is the host. Last year it was my brother Fernando, who was on the program about 5 or 6 weeks ago. He has a place in the Ardèche, France, and where he has art and photography and architectural courses for teachers and for students, as those who saw or heard the program found out. And within that complex, he invited all of us, and I think we were about 35 brothers and sisters and family members who made that occasion. I've had it in Vermont. So these are the ways we keep people together, and it's so critical. I think as you see what we need to do in Puerto Rico. Obviously, the family is the key. Keep them together. Keep them help them. Each of us help each other. I think that's one of the critical things that we have to do in Puerto Rico. And Marcos was a great example of what that entails and the challenge that entails, the effort that requires, and I congratulate him for that success. Last week I mentioned a law where the McConnell Valdez alert came out, and then there was an email to me that we have to take a look at the digital record of our corporations or entities, whether it's a limited liability company or whatever, and make sure it's up to date, because you have until the 14th of January to make any corrections. Otherwise, you're stuck with what's there, and I don't know what that means. But anyway, it is a good practice to periodically check the State Department and put it up to date, and this is a good moment for you to do so. Another alert came out that the Department of State is increasing its fees. So if you have to have file, that will be effective January 1. So if you have any filings to take place, it'd be nice to do it next week, before the 31st of January. Excuse me, of December. So take that. As we approach, Christmas and this holiday season, I come back to something I think we all have to take into account as the year ends and a new year comes. And two things. First of all, next week, instead of having a guest, I'm going to just open the program for calls and any comments and suggestions that anyone has. and be a little bit have a program a little bit more reflective of where the year has gone and what we need to do as we go forward. So I invite you to come and listen next Saturday for that program. But getting back to what I think is so critical in this period of the year is based on an article that came out this week on the importance of forgiveness. And of course, you have the statement "forgive and forget," and I'm not so sure about the forgetting. But this article is very good because the person that's mentioned, Ada Mildred Alemán, had a son who was killed, an engineer, and this was 2010. And she explains how she forgave this person and what that really involves as something that she considered was essential for her to move on. And as she speaks of this person, I mean, it's not just the person who killed, you know, Sergio. She speaks of the assassin as Sergio, and that she really genuinely prays and hopes that Sergio and his family will be able to come, because she understands they're also suffering, will be able to come to terms, and that he will rehabilitate himself and become a good person. And within the discussion of why the forgiveness is necessary and how it takes place, there's a couple of things, you know, that she mentions that I found interesting, because I've always given importance to forgiveness, but I've always sort of considered that, on the other hand, to think that you can forget or you should forget is not realistic. And she mentions two things. First of all, that the forgiveness does not mean that the consequences of what this person Sergio did is taken care of, is not processed. And so she did process the action, and he has to feels he has to take suffer the consequences of what took place and be responsible for what took place. And she also says that in the forgiveness process, that this doesn't necessarily require or mean that you have to reestablish the relationship or have a close relationship. That's something one has to decide, so that you can forgive and yet maintain your distance and remember what has happened. But forgiveness means you just don't have any resentment, that you don't suffer from it, and you let that loose. So we're coming to the end of this program. As I said, next week it'll be an open program. Any comments you can also make on my email and in my website, which is jrgcprc.com. CPRC is for Conflict Prevention and Resolution Consultant. So I wish you all a good day. Have a very Merry Christmas if it's coming, or if this is a rebroadcast, but you've had it. And look forward to being with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.